Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Danny Parkins is going to host the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on July 31st. And he likes to come and visit with us just occasionally to talk about things. What's got you laughing, Parkins?
I mean, the under came in on Speaks' anthem.
That's true.
Zero is a big under. Yeah,
no, so wait, do the books pay that out, or are we waiting for August 18th?
Yeah, no action. You know, bets hold until August 18th. But I don't know if he said this on the air, and I'm going to just betray some confidences, because I heard I might be getting bumped 5 minutes early for Eric Karros, and so I got to just get it all out early. Congratulations to Kuhn, by the way. Excellent. I'm very thrilled for him as the new producer of this show. Speaks being like, they didn't play today, so I didn't sing the anthem today.
That's right.
It's such an awesome look into the mind of Matt Spiegel.
I got to spin it. I saw Nico later. He didn't play. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
You and Nico are the same.
We're very much alike. Just
you
like
and PCA
them.
Equally did not do your job that day.
That's exactly right. They didn't have it. Danny, here's my new idea. Because we're going to the game tonight. Mitch is having an evening where he's letting the radio folks come and celebrate.
I just saw Kevin Cassidy in like a Cubs shirt walking the hallways.
Oh boy.
I think he's the last person here that isn't us.
Because he's hanging around because he's going to the game tonight because it's 100 years of the Cubs on the radio. That's the celebration tonight.
And so you guys are all in the suite tonight?
Yeah, we're all in the suite tonight. Nice. And I was given a plus one, Christine out of town. I'm inviting my guitar player, Kurt Morrison. So we're going to be there. We're just going to show up at soundcheck. That's our idea, is just to show up for Anthem soundcheck. I'm thinking every game between now and August, just be like, hey, what's going on? How are you? We're here. We're ready to go. What could possibly go wrong at that point?
I don't think anything could go wrong. I also like the idea of you guys just like standing for the anthem and being respectful, but also very clearly having a look of disapproval.
Yeah, judgmental. Like
you're just very unhappy with whoever's doing the anthem tonight.
I would be careful in these days and times with having a disapproving look during the anthem.
Maybe I'll just take a knee.
Who knows?
Yeah. Is that a bad look?
Matt Spiegel is making a statement. What does he mean? What is he trying to get across? He's like, I got bumped.
On 4th of July weekend, idea. It wouldn't be a good look for you.
You know, I retract the entire conversation.
I'm here to help you stay out of trouble, man. That's the only reason that I'm here.
Is the angel on your shoulder.
I try to be.
I'm the devil with nothing to lose anymore. So I'm just lampooning in ideas.
Yes.
I'm like, this is content, baby. Oh, let's go.
Lawrence, so I was a guest on Danny's show when he was filling in on Mad Dog Radio a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
And he said, yeah, we'll just talk some Cubs, a little bit of Anthem, and some nonsense. And we get to the nonsense, right? And he sets me up to talk about my passenger seat buffet. It was the dumpling truck. You set me up to talk about the dumpling food truck.
I was trying to get you to play the hits.
Yeah. And then you asked for well, what about your other idea? He wanted me to empty the clip.
Playing the hits.
Of every idea. You wanted me to just use every idea that I've come up with in my extended radio career just to fill in your one 15-minute segment you're booking me for. That's not how it works, kid. No.
I didn't know that was every idea you've ever had. I asked for two. I asked for two ideas, and they were related to each other. And I don't know if you've ever seen talk shows, but often when the guest goes on the talk show, they kind of get set up to do their best bits. They are reruns for the comedian, but they're new for the new audience. Uh-huh. That's kind of how it works.
This is what you learn, I guess, in big time TV.
Can I just say, I understood the buffet.
Yeah.
What's the dumpling truck?
The dumpling truck.
That's a great idea.
Dumplings of the world. Every culture has their dumplings. Why not bring them together on the food truck? So you've got Japanese gyoza, Chinese pot stickers. You've got pierogies. You've got Jewish kreplach. You've got, what else? You could go an empanada if you want, or ravioli. I mean, just like all these cultures.
Honestly, why hasn't someone done this?
I don't know.
See?
Dumplings of the world is my food truck idea.
And then you could go sampler platter, Lawrence.
Yes,
sure, good.
Right? Like, it's like, oh, I want an empanada, a ravioli, and a kreplach.
It's actually
a little really pick three, actually.
Right. I brought it up to my brother. My brother, who's a chef and knows his stuff, and he's like, yeah, the problem is you need six different preparations in your food truck to do them right. I'm like,
You have to do them right.
Exactly.
Might be tough to get that customer a second time.
We just want to get them the first time.
Just have them all look the same. My kreplach is a lot like my pierogi.
This pierogi tastes like an empanada.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
So sorry, Speaks. I'm sorry for asking for your best takes.
Yeah, you're asking for my best stuff. Trying to drain me dry in a radio bed.
Danny, are you staying in town? Are you going to the hot dog eating contest and stuff?
There will be no hot dog eating contest. No. The show is dark this week, so no breakfast ball this week. And then next week, I am off, so I'm kind of piggybacking it and doing two straight weeks off. So next week, both my sisters and my mom, we're all getting together in the Ozarks, actually.
Wow.
And doing a lake house together, just trying to everybody meet in the middle sort of thing. See my grandpa in Kansas City, who's 96 years old, and get all of his great-grandkids together and do a day there. And then everyone's driving to the Ozarks and doing 5 days on the water. And then I'll be back on breakfast ball in a week and a half. But so this week I was off of the show and off of radio, off of Mad Dog, and I've been burning the candle at both ends, doing TV in the morning and radio in the afternoons. And Steph has taken a few trips because she turned 40 this year, and I haven't taken any trips. And she's like, you need to get away. She's like, you are just burnt out and you need to do something. And so I, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, solo, drove to Turning Stone Resort and Casino, the 18-year-old casino where I used to play poker when I was at Syracuse. They now have three golf courses, and I played three rounds of golf by myself, had two dinner reservations for one, and then played poker and blackjack by myself. I probably said, outside of FaceTiming with the kids every day, I probably said less than 100 words total in 72 hours.
Man.
It was glorious.
Yeah. I mean,
so amazing.
You talking that little has been my dream for a long time. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true. I was a single on the golf round.
That deserved a rim shot.
Thank you, Chuck.
That's okay.
Thank you, Chuck.
And then this other single was behind me, and he was like, "Do you want to? Should we just play together?" And I like so badly wanted to say no. I was like, but it's just bad golf course etiquette. So sure. We ended up pairing up together, and we said a few words to each other.
Just a couple. Fine. Oh man, good for you getting away and unplugging the brain, Lawrence. You were mentioning this the other day. What'd you call it? Your social battery.
Yeah, your social battery. It's a term that people have been using pretty publicly, but the idea of like, do you have enough to deal with other people?
Yeah.
And
sometimes it's a lot, especially after a job like this, or, you know, I mean, a lot of people out there can relate. If you're talking to your coworkers all day,
you're in sales.
Yeah.
Like the idea.
Steph has 14 meetings sometimes in a day. It's just back to back to back to back Zoom calls. And I'm like, that sounds horrible. And she's like, you talk a lot too. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. It's kind of similar.
But anyone who has to deal with that, like there's so many people who are now relieved when plans are broken, because even though they do want to see the people that they're going to see, it's like the idea of like, I got no responsibility now. I can put these sweatpants on and watch the game and lay on my couch, like all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You went through it a couple weeks ago. I feel like something got canceled for you and you were like, oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the national anthem.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, by the way, because we've got the game on here in the studio between the Astros and the Rockies, Cam Smith just hit a game-tying home run.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
He's good. But the Cubs have two All-Stars, Danny. PCA and Kyle Tucker, both starting the All-Star game. The Cubs are going to penetrate the national baseball zeitgeist, or have they already, Mr. Breakfast Ball?
I've been working on getting PCA into the show more and more in our like little video clip segments and bits, and I feel confident in saying that PCA is going to be on Breakfast Ball around the All-Star game. I feel pretty comfortable. I'd say that's going to happen. I mean, listen, I'm doing weekly calls with the Cubs at this point, planning the biggest fundraiser of the year, and we have huge things coming for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. And this isn't like when I said big things coming and then the podcast with Colin Cowherd fell apart because it got blocked by our lovely radio station overlords, who, by the way, just announced a partnership between iHeart and Odyssey, and I'm not bitter or anything. It's totally fine.
We thought it was fine, weird too, Danny, because they came to us the other day and they were like, hey, can you guys add this to the out queue? And I was like, wait a minute.
We're not supposed to do that.
Aren't they a different company?
Yeah, Odyssey and iHeart.
Listen to the Spiegel and Home show on the Odyssey and iHeart radio apps.
What? It's like when the Sun-Times. Yes. It's like when the Sun-Times was printing its newspapers in the Tribune building. It just didn't feel right. And it still doesn't. But yeah, it's a thing.
I had a couple of times when I was like, ooh, I just couldn't say it. Like, we were going to break, and I just stopped myself. I was like, wait, this doesn't feel quite right, but it's right. It's, you're listening thing to the Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Who knows how the world is different if 3+ years ago the Danny Parkins podcast on The Volume is allowed to continue, and the block was because of iHeart and Odyssey overlords, and now here we are 3 years later. Kind of funny how the world works.
The cool thing is, though, is like you doing stuff on Mad Dog, like it allows you to get some of that space back that when you're doing a show with two other people, there isn't a ton of space. You guys make it look easy, but to do a show where it's like, hey, let me hold it down for a little bit and you can monologue, that's some fun stuff.
Yeah, man. Like, listen, I obviously love radio and miss it. We do talk radio basically on TV, right? Like 2 hours is a long television show. But when they asked me, you know, they're like, do you want to be like the main fill-in for Mad Dog? Like first call. I'm like, well, yeah, he's Mad Dog. He's a legend. Exactly. And it's radio, and it's gets to scratch that itch, and it's good promotion for the show. And the guy takes a ton of vacation. So there's a lot of opportunity there. Mm-hmm. I miss radio, and who knows what the future holds in any of this stuff. But yeah, it's been very, very cool to do. But no, Pete Crow Armstrong, man, the Cubs, speaks, how many times did we talk about like they've got a bunch of good, but where's the star? How do they get the star if they're not going to pay $500+ million for the star? Where's the star? they got the star.
Yeah, and I think it's a lesson for the Bulls that very possibly one of your own people could develop into the star. That's what Mark Eversley keeps telling us. No, it's not true.
That seems a lot less likely.
It seems a lot less likely, and the Bulls don't penetrate at all, right? We've been laughing about it because
haven't mentioned them one time.
Oh, some of the stuff that we follow, like the national NBA stuff that we follow, it gets so sad where the Bulls' moves are if they're even there. The national media just doesn't give a crap, and why should they, frankly?
Well, no, but also just think about, like, Detroit is now very much in play in the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
I mean, like, Cade Cunningham is a superstar. Even if people don't completely regard him as that yet, because it was one playoff appearance on a first-round exit in six to the Knicks, like, the guy's 2 years into the league, and he just averaged 25-9. Nine is in assists. Like, he might be it'll be him or Tyrese Halliburton as the starting point guard for Team USA in 2026. They were the second-youngest team in the playoffs behind the Thunder, who won it. But all of a sudden, there's a Halliburton injury, there's a Dame injury, and there's a Tatum injury. Now, there's also a Malik Beasley gambling scandal, mm-hmm. so that hurts the Pistons a bit. But the Pistons are in a real position where they can say, like, why not us? The Orlando Magic can say, why not us? And Franz Wagner was a Bulls pick, right? Wendell Carter, that was a Bulls player. They obviously hit on Banchero. But really, the Bulls are just like one lottery ball away from, imagine if they had the draft rights to Cooper Flagg, how we're talking about them in the East with Bouzelis and Kobe White and a young core and the wide open Eastern Conference. Like, you just need one savvy move or one lucky move in the Eastern Conference to go your way to at least be in the conversation, and they can't even enter that conversation. And that barrier of entry, I can't say it's never been lower, because like, you look back at, like, that team that LeBron carried to the finals in the East with Zydrunas Ilgauskas and Drew Gooden in 2007. But, like, honestly, after Giannis, second-best player in the East, Jalen Brunson, Jaylen Brown, it's Cade Cunningham. Like, it's not so ridiculous that the Bulls should not be able to be entered into that conversation, but it still seems like they're light years away.
Yeah, and it also seems like they're counting on that instead of pushing towards it. You know, like the idea of, well, yeah, we have a chance now because the top of the East is injured. We could make a run, but they're still operating like a team that just wants everything to fall back to them instead of them being aggressive.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Right, and so the being aggressive part, you got to convince me who it's for, right? Like, Orlando just did something really aggressive for Desmond Bane. And Desmond Bane makes the Magic a lot better. They were the worst three-point shooting team in the league. He's one of the best three-point shooters. That is an obvious fit. But he's not a superstar. Like, the Bulls are not a Desmond Bane away from being competitive, but they're also not good enough to even be in consideration for Kevin Durant, much less Giannis. So
I would just like for them to get draft picks back when they make moves.
Yeah, that seems a nice touch.
Listen, we talked about, yes, I agree completely. Like, we talked, that was a thing that we all talked about the day the Giddey trade happened, right? It was like, well, surely that, I remember just saying, like, well, there's surely more to come on this reporting. Like, they're like, I thought that the initial report, I thought the initial report was incomplete. Like, when
to be named later.
Yeah, exactly. I thought there was something that had been left out of the trade because Presti had so many draft picks. But unfortunately, the Bulls are now resigned to, like, did they get lucky with Matthijs Puzelis?
Maybe.
Did they get lucky?
Maybe.
Right? And if he becomes an all-star this year, and then it's not like a fake all-star. It's like, oh, he looks like he's going to make 7+ all-star teams. It's like, okay, now is then the time to get aggressive to try to build around him while he is still cheap. But they're a disaster.
So
they're a disaster.
Cam Smith just misplayed a fly ball in the outfield that allowed the Rockies to score the go-ahead run. So Cubs win the trade. Danny Parkins is here with us.
We'll see, that play is under review. But there was some better third base coaching on that play, where the third base coach did wave the runner and then came back to the bag
to deal with the third base. The guy
to
going
get the trailer. Yeah.
And there it is.
See?
So Danny, the Radiothon is coming. We're running promos. We're here talking, and we get a chance. I know you and Tanny are deep in conversations regarding production, etc. Are you looking forward to, on the 31st of July, being back here and on the air for 24 ridiculous and sublime hours of radio?
I can't wait. It is such a passion project. I put so much time into it. And you guys want me to reveal the big guest?
Oh, I didn't know there was a big guest.
You want me to reveal the? I just talked to him. I talked to him yesterday, and you guys will be a part of it because it is booked for 2 p.m. Bobby Jenks will be calling in from Portugal. He will not be able to attend the 20th reunion of the 05 White Sox team because of the state of his stage 4 cancer. Does not allow him to travel. He is in, you know, rough physical shape, but with an immense spirit. And while Brain Up and Stand Up to Cancer are the main philanthropic thrusts behind it, the money raised during the hour that Bobby Jenks is on with you two and myself, we are going to give to Bobby Jenks in order to help him with his treatment because he needs some financial assistance.
Oh, that's outstanding.
So I spoke to him for about 35, 40 minutes just yesterday. And, you know, it's been a long time coming to try to get him and get him committed. And his health has been fluctuating a bit. And so, but it's going to be a very, very powerful thing. His wife and son will be at the 20th anniversary event for the 05 White Sox. They'll be there in his honor. But he will be telling his story for the first time on broadcast. He did a piece with Scott Merkin on MLB.com months ago. At this point, I can pull up the article right now to see. Let's see when the date on this was. Because this is back in February was the last time that he has spoken about where he's at. And so there's updates and there's things for him to tell and there's messages that he wants to get across, which will be happening on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on July 31st. And there are still big time opportunities for sponsors and dollar for dollar matches. There are people that are stepping up in ways that are unbelievable. We are going to post a big number, boys, with 100% of it going to cancer research. And again, like, I don't take it for granted that you guys and Rahimi and Harris and Molly and Haw and Mitch and Grody and everybody kind of like, We give up the show names for a day, and we all become the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon because it's a really special thing. It's going to grow. It's going to be huge. And as someone who, you know, you guys have all done charity events before, you know, like I just emceed something for the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute at the Four Seasons, and it was a lovely event, and we raised a ton of money. But also then you look around and it's like, well, there's an open bar and everyone's eating steak, and then there's a DJ, and then it's at the Four Seasons. It's like there's a lot of expenses, right?
that go into that. So you can't say 100% of that money goes to the cause because you got to like recoup your costs. This event, 100% of the money raised goes to cancer research, because everything that comes on the air, whether it be time or incentives or anything, is donated. So it's like, if you're thinking like, is this a worthwhile charity to support with people's like dwindling philanthropic dollars in like tough economic times, like your money cannot go further for a cause than the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. And it's just something I'm really proud of.
Danny, as always, we appreciate the time. If people want to reach out to you, if they want to donate, how can they do it?
Yeah, so I mean, DMs are open, Twitter and Instagram, but also 670radiothon@gmail.com. We've gotten some great leads through that email address over the last couple of years. So 670radiothon, radiothon@gmail.com. Like, I have direct access to this email address. So if you want to get involved, if your company wants to get involved, if you've got a story about how, you know, you listened to The Score during chemo treatments and you want to tell it on the air, I mean, we took dozens and dozens of calls last year into the nighttime and overnight hours. We'll do so again. Eddie Olchek is going to be back. Diane Pathew from Channel 7, who just lost her husband. They were on the Radiothon last year together as a couple. She will be on this year as a widow. I was just speaking with her the other day. I've been working on this basically every day for the last 4 months. So it's going to be a massive event. And I'm really proud of it, and it'll be great. But there is still time for people to get involved. There's going to be opportunities for people to fly to New York for Cubs-Mets next year and come hang out with me in New York for a day. We're going to pay for your flight. We're going to pay for your tickets to the game. You're going to come see the TV show. There's going to be all sorts of cool things that people can get. So CubsForACure.com, 670Radiothon@gmail.com. Hit me up on social media. It's coming up fast, man. It's coming up fast.
Danny, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and congratulations to Alex. Seriously, really, really cool, man. I'm thrilled for you. You've been grinding. You've been putting in the work. You've been a pro. It's been noticeable for those of us who have been listening and following on the internet. But take some damn swings. Let's be a little bit like your stability and your professionalism got you the job, but now that you have the job, you got to disrupt things a little.
The Radiothon.
Yeah, well, I've already been kicked off categories. So,
tough shoes to fill in that regard. Yeah, but no, guess for the Radiothon is what I mean.
Turnabout is fair play, Tanny. Why don't you give him the breakfast ball advice that you've been sharing with me off the air?
That'd be perfect.
Oh, more Danny solo segments, right? That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I'm in.
Exactly what we need.
I'm in.
All right, good stuff.
No, but seriously, congratulations, Alex.
Appreciate you, Dan.
Thanks, man.
All right, boys, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
You got it.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.